Are you on vacation or just your commute? Either way, fasten your seatbelt, put your seat in the upright and locked position, and turn up the volume as we present another installment of
Vacation Horror Stories.
My name is Linda Camagno. I live in Potsdam, New York. And my story is of our family's trip to Germany and England in February 2007. It was a blizzard outside. Learned that we couldn't get out of Syracuse for 6 days. We ended up going to my parents in Vermont for 4 days. And then we finally got to the day when we were going to go out again. So we went out of my parents' house and realized we had locked our keys in the car. So we got to Syracuse, flew down to D.C., and we successfully got to Frankfurt. There we needed to connect to Braunschweig, which is up in northern Germany. Unfortunately, the connecting tickets somehow were not changed. So when we got to Frankfurt, they wouldn't let us on the plane that was going to Braunschweig because they said, well, your tickets say you're going to Munich. So our next leg was to go from Germany to England to visit my brother. We taxi out to the runway, and all of a sudden, the engines go down. We sat there for about another 4 hours, then finally got out, arrived in London. My brother was in Manchester. We had to get in a shuttle, go to the other side of the airport. We went up asking about a connecting flight. They said we had a connecting flight in the morning, at which point my husband started to lose it. They said, no, there's a flight that's waiting for you. So we got back on the shuttle, went back across the airport, raced to the gate, plane doors shut behind us. We sit down and realize we are on the same plane we just landed in. We fly into Manchester. It's now the middle of the night. My brother has given up and he's no longer there to pick us up. So we decided we would take a train into where he was. Then we learned the trains weren't running due to track maintenance because it was the middle of the night. So we said, okay, we'll just get a bed and breakfast. So we did, to the tune of about a $50 cab fare to get to a bed and breakfast because there were no trains. The next morning, we go to a bus station, get on the bus, get to my brother's. And we had a very enjoyable visit with him for a few days. And then it's finally time to go home. So the night before, my 10-year-old really wanted to look at all the pictures that we had taken. So he starts looking through all the pictures. Unfortunately, he somehow hit the delete all button, at which point all of the pictures of our entire adventure started to systematically disappear.
Listener Linda Camagno sharing her vacation horror story.
This is NPR.